USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Across the country, some classrooms are already open for the school year, but some are choosing to stay closed, including the nation's third largest school system, Chicago School Superintendent Janice Jackson.
We will begin the new school year learning at home and continue learning remotely for the first quarter, which ends on November 6th.
Facing a spike in coronavirus cases, officials have rejected a plan to have some students in the classrooms. In an interview with Reuters, Dr. Anthony Fauci said he's cautiously optimistic that we'll have a vaccine by 2021. New York City is putting up checkpoints to identify visitors coming in from COVID hotspots. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
The checkpoints, I think, are going to send a very powerful message that this quarantine law is serious.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Authorities in Beirut have increased the death count from the devastating explosion on Tuesday to at least 135. The government said around 300,000 people were homeless after the blasts, and more than 5,000 people were injured. Germany has sent search and rescue teams, and the WHO is sending 23 tons of aid. Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden will not travel to Milwaukee for the Democratic National Convention this month to deliver his acceptance speech due to concerns about COVID-19. Instead, Biden and all the other scheduled speakers at the August 17th through 20th convention will make their remarks remotely. The DNC said the changes were made to, quote, prevent risking the health of our host community, as well as the convention's production teams, security officials, community partners, media, and others necessary to orchestrate the event. Biden will accept the Democratic nomination from his home state of Delaware. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New York City is setting up traveler registration checkpoints for visitors from certain states to enforce quarantine orders. That's according to the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio. This says the number of confirmed coronavirus deaths in the United States is over 160,000. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa tells Fox News, we need to continue to take coronavirus very seriously.
This is an opportunistic infection, and it will jump from person to person when we allow it to do so. If you recall last month, we learned that this virus is actually up to 10 times more infectious and more contagious than we originally thought due to a tiny mutation. And so we're seeing it not just in big cities, but now in rural areas in Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Louisiana, where there's limited ICU or no ICU, and that can be dangerous and life-threatening for some people. So I think it's really, really important. It's critical to understand that this virus can affect anyone at any age.
Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden will not travel to Milwaukee for the Democratic National Convention this month to deliver his acceptance speech due to concerns about COVID-19. Instead, Biden and all the other scheduled speakers at the August 17th through 20th convention will make their remarks remotely. The DNC said the changes were made to, quote, prevent risking the health of our host community, security officials, and others necessary to orchestrate the event. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.